It's quite precarious, the
You were the
laptop
one
on
that
the spring
suggested a
board.
video recording.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
You've got such a lovely backdrop, no one can probably see this. Oh look, Bobby's found a better idea because he wants the Pringles. I can rest it on top of the soda stream. Oh, now it just gets my eyes.
Okay, that's perfect.
There we go. We knew this would be smoothly,
Hello.
wouldn't we? There
Yeah, it has started. We're 1 minute
We've
40 into it.
started.
Yeah.
This is the first ever episode of Why Is Harriet Crying from Isolation.
I'm in Thailand.
You've got a lovely backdrop there on a windy beach.
I'm on holidays. I'm on my
Yeah,
holidays.
looks like a cold beach. Doesn't look that pleasant.
I've got a
Very
jumper on. It's
windy.
pretty breezy. But just enjoying myself getting a bit of sun.
Yeah, how'd you make it a beach?
What?
How'd you make it a beach?
I'm just at the beach. Beaches get made over
Well, you
years.
shouldn't be. You should be in isolation. You should be in your room.
No, I'm in isolation on a beach. There's no
No,
one
but you're not meant
around.
to sit. You're meant to
Look,
move.
there's literally no one here.
Yeah, but you're not meant to go to beach. Police are patrolling beaches.
But
You're
there's no
putting the
one.
fish at risk.
You're going to give the fish
Thing you find it was the fish that gave
diseases.
us corona.
Oh, God. Well, I've gone
Oh,
completely
you're one of
left
them, aren't
now
you? Yeah. All
because
right. Yeah, fish.
conspiracy theorist.
I need to trim my beard.
Yeah, you look like you've been in
It's
isolation for
quite
a long
long.
time.
Yeah, well, I won't be able to do it. I mean, there's no professionals about, is there?
I could do it for you, but
Yeah,
I
but
can't
you're
get
not
near
allowed
you.
to. And
I
if
could teach you how to do it over
how
video. You
how
get
could you
some
teach me?
scissors, and then
Yes.
you just hold it, and then you just cut it. Try and do it in a straight line, or maybe in a curved line, like round your face.
This is nothing I don't already know. I know the advice for cutting a beard, but it's hard to. I can't even cut like little hairs in the mirror because I don't know how to move my hand.
Okay,
Yeah, it's very
I guess you
difficult
don't
in
know
the
the angle if
mirror.
you're looking
You
at
don't know
it the
the
wrong
wrong
way,
way.
yeah.
Yeah, it's very difficult to try and get it in the right place. I completely understand what you're talking about.
Although where I
I
am
miss
on the
you.
beach, there's quite a lot of people who aren't. It's not in lockdown on the beach, so we're having a nice time. I can just get my hair cut.
No, you're not. No, you're not meant to go get your hair cut. All
Well, it's not,
hairdressers are shut.
Thailand's not in lockdown.
Really?
Yeah.
We were saying, why don't we just go to Thailand?
You should have come with me, yeah.
For the
I'm
audio
thinking about
listeners,
this
by the way,
facade.
Neil's on a green screen. That's what's going on. Just
Busted!
realised. Yep.
Elliot, you sneak. How dare
Sorry,
you?
I'm being a pro.
First time you've been on the video for the full session as well, Elliot.
No, I've been on one.
Not for the.
I've been
Oh
on the
yeah, we
one that
did
I
it
just
as he
had
was
to
a
call
guest.
King's Neil, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Where I
Why can't
took
I see
charge.
Elliot?
Why can't you see Elliot?
Am I meant to see Elliot?
But, Harriet,
Well, that's your choice, I guess.
your video keeps like stalling at points, and it just
No,
and then
your
suddenly your
eyes
face
keep
is just weird,
stalling.
and it's just stuck there for a
No,
bit.
it's not weird. Your face is stalling and my face is fine.
All right, Elliot, your verdict is what? Which one's stalling?
Well, when she said mine is fine, she looked like this.
Yeah, exactly. She could,
I
yeah.
can't see you, Elliot, so I don't know what that impression was.
Every
And no
single
one listening can either.
every time you take a photo of Harriet, you have to take a few because she'll have her eyes closed in half of them. I don't know
I
how she does
know,
it.
I've got pictures of me next to every lovely landmark I visit with my eyes shut.
Can I have
Which
the
I'm
password
more
to
likely
our
to.
Instagram, please?
No. Never. Never. Anyway, I was saying I missed you and then you cut me off to talk
Oh,
about
sorry.
how you're in Thailand. Doesn't make any sense.
Sorry, yeah.
How are you?
Very well. Enjoying myself, sort of learning some new
Enjoying
skills,
yourself.
reading
What
books,
skills? What are
doing
you
some
learning? What
quizzes,
books?
recording some podcasts, recording radio from home. It's all very much
Cares about
happening.
that. I
What?
heard a rumor that you got classed as a key worker.
That's right.
It's bullshit.
I
What are
thought I was
you
a key worker
doing in the in this effort?
for the BBC Asian network, but
Because
it
you're still
turns out.
working.
Well, it
Oh,
turns
you're
out.
not a key worker.
No, I am, but
No.
you're only allowed two people in the studio at one time. So, Ishan went in there to do it, and I had to do it from home. It's very strange
Absolutely
doing
ridiculous.
live nationwide national radio live from your bedroom.
Is there a
But
lot of
again,
pressure in
podcasting is
case?
international, so it's fine.
Podcasting is
Oh,
very
yeah.
much an international. It can even travel into space.
Do you worry that you might say something that would ruin your career when you do it live?
Yes, every
Like
time
your
I
real
open my
feelings
mouth.
about things?
Every time
Yeah.
I open my mouth, honestly, yeah, it's terrifying. What have you been doing?
Not a lot really. There's not much to do.
How did your how far are you through all that stockpiling you did?
Don't, it's so embarrassing. Okay, I have to admit something because
Elliot, you know
everybody
about this,
keeps.
yeah?
I've heard that she stockpiled and that she made the news, but I don't know what she actually
But
had to
I
do.
know I did it before, so this is embarrassing. Right. A month, literally like 5 weeks ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, I started to panic about things going bad. So I did a very big online shop, got a lot of loo rolls. But before I knew that that was selfish, I didn't know. And then
I think you're very clever to have done that.
that's not what you said
You
when I
would.
first told
No,
you.
I didn't say you were being an idiot at all. I think it's better to panic early than like late, isn't it?
But then everybody panicked, and then everyone was like, so selfish. And then we saw our friend Jack Barry at brunch, and then he said, oh, these stupid cunts stockpiling. And you went, Harriet stockpiled.
I've never heard you drop the C bomb on this
No,
Yeah,
that's
well,
my first.
it was used at me. You pushed it towards me.
He wouldn't have said it if he knew that you were
Yeah,
stockpiling.
then he was embarrassed, but I wasn't stockpiling. I was stockpiling before everyone was stockpiling. It
Okay.
was like it was just generally for like an apocalypse scenario. It wasn't for this specific one. I was just like, we should have stuff in case, because I started to panic. But then I felt bad, so then I've had a lot of trips to a food bank taking things that I'd stocked up, and now actually we're running low on some things, so
But you
I've
don't
gone the
really
other
eat.
way.
You've got
But
a
yeah, if it's
very.
5 to 6 weeks ago, it's kind of you're just going to run out now when there's
Yeah.
no stuff left, right?
Yeah, no, but I'm having every week to go out and buy chocolate pots. It's quite
Where do you do your
stressful.
weekly shop?
We went to Waitrose last week, and I don't recommend that. So going to Morrison's this week. We went to
Why don't
Morrison's
you
the week before
recommend it?
that. Very stressful and surprisingly very busy in Wimbledon. Waitrose is very busy. A lot of people shop in Waitrose that live in
Don't they
Wimbledon.
have queues and social distancing? Don't they have 2 meter?
Yeah, long queue. And then I got in, and as you might know, I'm not very good with spatial awareness. So I got very panicked because I kept getting within 2 meters of people, and then
Oh,
so
you're
it
one
was
of
a
those
long kind
people.
of dance, I'd say, with a big trolley. And
Oh.
then I kept having to pick up things on the shelves and look at them. Then I was looking at the ingredients because my allergies, and then I realized I'd touched them, so then I had to buy them. So then I spent so much money buying stuff because I was touching everything by accident.
You don't.
Absolute chaos.
You're allowed
You
to.
do have to buy the stuff you touch, don't you? Because I've been
No,
doing
you
that.
don't.
Yeah, you can't put it back.
No.
Oh my God.
Oh,
Fuck. Oh
God.
my God.
Oh, dear.
Have you told
What do
Bobby
we
you're
do?
out?
Do we have to tell someone?
I think we have to call the police.
I think it's probably allergies.
God.
Uh-oh.
Oh yeah, it's allergy season now as well, isn't it?
Allergy season. Yeah, I've got a nasal spray
What an
ready.
absolute like coming together of terrible
A
things
lot
for you.
happening right now, yeah.
Elliot.
Anyway, so I spent way too much money, and it was very stressful.
What'd you get?
Lots of chocolate pots. You can only get a maximum of 3 items, so I got 3 packs of chocolate pots, and I've only got 2 left. But we're gonna go on Friday, so
I've been
how many in a
buying
pack?
so much yogurt. It's
4 in a pack.
4 in a pack.
4 in a pack. Huh?
So how many of that? 12, 2 a day. That'll get me through 6 days. That's
Two a
it.
day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some goo chocolate
I
pots.
sto I stockpiled yogurt and Shreddies. And
How many shredders are you getting through?
Shreddies, I'm getting through like one big bowl a day or two small ones.
That's actually quite restrained.
Yeah. And also quite a lot of that Rachel's ginger yogurt.
Who's Rachel? Is she
Rachel,
a
you know,
flatmate?
Rachel's yogurt. It's
Who's
on offer.
Rachel?
It's the only thing in Sainsbury's that has a reduced is reduced.
Thought Rachel lived with you and you're stealing her yogurt.
I'm stuck finding on someone else's crap.
My flatmate's been very sensible. He's bought loads of like food from little like butchers and stuff. So we had a delivery from like the ethical butcher the other day, and a delivery from like a
Lovely.
Greek wholesaler. So we've got, yeah, we're doing all right.
He should charge you guys that are less organized and together to buy his things. Something happening on the beach. I'm just turning around
Yeah,
on the beach.
I've just found
A
something.
shelf.
Well, it's a
Oh,
Ritter.
careful, the waves are coming.
It's a
What
Ritter
is that?
Sport.
Oh,
Choco.
lovely.
Oh, nice.
Elliot, have you stockpiled anything?
I stockpiled a while ago, I stole quite a lot of toilet paper from work.
But my, blue roll my or head... like proper toilet paper?
Are you actually going to eat that while we do this? I can hear you unwrapping it. You're on video.
Yeah.
You can have it if you want, I'm just saying.
I don't want it.
You were just pretending you weren't doing it, but we can see. I'm sorry, Elliot, please continue.
Elliot, you take. If you can watch this on YouTube, Elliot's actually taking us to see his toilet roll.
Well, I can't see anything. I can't see what Elliot's doing. All I can see is you're on a stupid beach.
My housemates don't know about it. So like,
oh, shit, Elliot, look at that.
I can't see. Mine. What is it?
Harriet, please be quiet for a second. I've just got...
Sorry, I want to know what it is. What is it? You're peering over. Like, it's like you're peering down my chest. It's really creepy. Your beard... Yeah, it's really weird.
No, Elliot's showing me all
the...
Your head
is so big.
What is this, the camera?
A bit on this thing, it's literally the size of a normal head.
You've got a bigger head than me and you know it.
Yeah, but the angle makes your head look ridiculous.
The angle?
Floating head.
Look at that palm tree, it's so small.
So discreet.
It's alright.
Small tree. Is that a bonsai tree behind you?
My bonsai died. So I'd like to do some gardening, but I don't know where to get gardening stuff from. But Elliot, anyway, Elliot was showing us all the toilet roll. Elliot was showing us all the toilet roll in his cupboard, in his wardrobe. He's got 8, 10, maybe more.
Describe it.
16.
Peach.
How many rolls do you reckon? 16.
16.
It's not the end of the world if you run out of toilet roll.
Well, my housemates are using toilet paper as kitchen paper. There's like rolls in the kitchen that they're using to clean stuff up with. Like they don't fucking.
Now's not the time.
God.
No, I know. So like, I'm not trusting them with. I'm the good guy.
Have they heard of coronavirus? Have they been outside?
It's, you know, there's a surprising number of people acting like absolute idiots out there.
Yeah, there's still people in the parks and stuff, aren't there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, 3 weeks ago when I did a gig before the gig shut down, Russell Hicks was in the toilet and overheard somebody say to his friend, "Why are you washing your hands so much?" And he was like, "Oh, yeah, coronavirus." And he said, "What's that?" He hadn't heard of it.
Yeah, nerd of it.
Because
he hadn't heard of it, of course. He said, "What's that?" Because he
hadn't
heard
of it.
I first heard of it in December.
Mine was early January, so a bit behind.
Well, I did nothing. At least you stockpiled.
Yes. But then I felt bad, so now I'm behind on my stockpiles. So I gave away more stuff. So, absolute chaos. And I bought too much last week.
Are you giving some stuff away, Harriet, that you've got?
Yeah, because I felt really guilty because Sunil called me a cunt. So I had.
I didn't call you that. I didn't call you anything. I said you were very sensible.
You passed it on to me.
I did not call
Nobody
you.
Nobody would have known if you hadn't said Harriet did that.
I
It was so unnecessary.
I didn't call you a cunt, though. That's not what I did.
Yeah, you called me a cunt by association.
Jack.
Why, what did you call her?
I didn't call her anything. I just said that she did some shopping and Jack called her a cunt.
No, you went, "Harriet's you're changing your stories." You did it. You know what you did.
I never called you a cunt.
Secondhand cunting.
There's the name of the episode there?
Secondhand cunting.
Oh, the bets are off.
We've got a lot of young listeners, so...
Do we?
I don't know. I'm
How would you know that? That's weird.
I've genuinely no idea who listens to this. If you do, please, can you just... I don't know.
So what do you hope, what are your plans? Like, what are you doing day by day? I'd like to know what you're up to.
Getting jacked, getting ripped.
Really?
Mm. Are you on the beach?
Is that why you're wearing a polo neck?
Yeah, at the moment I'm just on my day off.
Day off from getting jacked.
Yeah. No, I'm learning, I'm trying to do some like, I'm trying to figure out how to edit films. I don't know, something to do in it.
I feel like for you, this is like...
Yes.
This is, like, natural for you.
Yes.
It's like, you always... Sunil, there's one thing I know about you. So you always have, like, a project or
always
a thing you're trying to learn. Or just
project.
A thing you become recently obsessed with.
Yeah.
And now you've just, like, got a reason to, right?
I've got so
also
many books
lazy.
To read. What?
Nothing.
What have you been doing with your time, Harriet?
Learning a language.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
What Which language?
One? Yeah. Spanish?
That's nonsense. Why don't you try mastering English first?
That's my second project. After I've mastered Spanish.
Those are the kind of delays you can expect on a conference call. Absolutely excruciating delay there.
Well, master English. So that's my plan. Yeah, I've been doing exercise. My gym has gone online, so I Zoom in. Quite embarrassing though, because there's lots of people and they can see you and then they pick you out. And so I got tired of lifting my tins, and so I put them down. And he went, "Aaron, pick up your tins."
Lifting your what? Your tins.
Lifting tins. The tins.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean tins?
Well, because it was like people don't have weights, and so they're using tins. But then I didn't have tins, so I was using weights. But then weights are much heavier than tins. So then I got tired and put them down. And then he said, "Harriet, get your tins. Put your tins up." And then I was like trying to lift it, and it was really embarrassing.
But not all tins weigh the same. Couldn't some people just be like
lighter tins?
Couldn't you have some people on sweet corn and some people on soup? Aren't they like?
Yeah, they would be different. But then is it the same as like feathers? If you have a certain amount of feathers and you have a certain amount of anchors, do they wear the same if they're the same weight? If it's in the same amount of tin, is it weigh the same or not? Is there a delay?
No, I'm just waiting to see what you get yourself into with this. You know, well, the conundrum about feathers and anchors is if you drop a ton of feathers or a ton of anchors, what hits the ground first? It's like they're both
what weighs
same.
The most?
You know, what hits the ground first? And it's obviously they both hit at the same time because they're both a ton of the same thing.
If you drop a can of sweet corn and a can of soup, which hits the ground first?
Which one's heavier?
They weigh the same.
They hit the ground at the same time.
Great. I proved my point that all tins were the same.
You should do homeschooling. You should do homeschooling.
Yes, I've been doing that as well.
Someone should homeschool you.
Yes. Yeah, I've got a primary school teacher who's teaching me every day.
Key
about.
Stage four. What are the key stages? I've never understood them.
I think one's fingering.
Cool. All right.
I was saying it like bases. Like,
Edinburgh got
closed
cancelled.
Down upstairs.
Edinburgh got cancelled today. Have you cried about that?
No.
You haven't?
I've stopped crying.
Oh, really?
I got a bit overwhelmed after the Waitrose incident because of all of the people and the touching.
Right.
And buying all the things. And then I got a bit upset at the beginning, and then now I'm just numb.
You've just gone numb, is it? I think you could be one of those people that really, like, if society does fall apart, do you reckon you could end up, like, being a warlord or something?
Yeah. No.
Yes or no?
No. No, no. I think I'd just, I think they'd shoot me.
Who would?
I don't have any skills.
But you, what about leadership and being numb to stuff?
Oh, yeah, maybe if I'm numb already.
Yeah.
But I'm already going to have a breakdown like 6 months if I'm numb now, you know what I mean?
You can always
do that. That's what make a good warlord is like someone who, like, snaps.
Doesn't feel
right?
anything.
You're... Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll snap into it.
But you need to keep your eye on the bigger picture as well. You can't keep snapping.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
I don't think you thought about this enough.
To think about.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, I didn't.
It's fascinating the way people react to what's happening, but
yeah, it is very interesting.
I've had a very weird reaction where I was talking to some of my other friends who were like, we're all quite anxious normally, we're all quite like worried and scared about things anyway.
Yeah.
So during all this, like, we've just been super calm.
Yeah.
Because we've all just thought like, well, yeah, of course this is going to happen, and we feel like we're very prepared. For
that's,
it, like physically,
Bobby
it's like
Harriet. Is exactly the same. Mm. Bobby is absolutely thriving.
I was just like, yeah, of course, this is what it is. This is what I live for.
But Bobby phoned
and now
me,
everyone else has to like join our panic level.
Bobby phoned me like the day before lockdown, asking how we profit from this. He's absolutely thriving.
No, because he heard about Jason Rees-Mogg's book.
Jason Rees.
Jason, hang on, Jason.
Jason Rees-Mogg. No, is it Spanish?
Excuse me.
Jacob Rees-Mogg's book.
Oh, fuck's sake.
There is,
Jacob Rees-Mogg's dad's book.
Give it
no,
another
go
try.
Again.
Give it another try.
Go again.
Let's try it again.
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
No, not quite.
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Do it again.
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yeah, you did it.
Jacob Rees-Mogg. Yeah, thank you. Jacob Rees-Mogg's. Dad is a cunt.
Yeah.
Well, they both are.
I'm just saying you're all over the place now. Yeah, well, he made a book on how to profit from a disaster. And so, but Bobby was too late. The disaster had already happened. Also, I was like, you don't want to be that guy that stockpiles loads of hand sanitizer in your bedroom. It's not a very good look, is it? You know?
I think the disaster is currently unfolding, isn't it? It's not like we've missed it.
Yeah, but Jacob Rees, fuck's sake, his dad got in there earlier.
William Rees-Mogg.
Is that his full name?
I think
Oh,
it's
his
William
dad.
Rees-Mogg, his dad, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll look it
Anyway,
up.
William probably got in there quickly. He thought,
So he was the editor of The Times. I
Wow.
think he stood up to Rupert Murdoch actually at one point. No, he
What a
didn't. Someone
hero.
else did.
No, he didn't. Someone else. Piers Morgan.
No, he was at the Mirror.
No, I know, he's just standing up for people, and then he worked in a newspaper, so I said Piers Morgan. Didn't make sense, but I'm just trying to say things.
Sorry, I'm
Thanks,
reading
just
the.
reading the internet.
Yeah.
You really had to profiteer in a crisis.
No, I'm just
What did you
seeing.
do?
Oh, he lived near Bath.
But how do you know? Because the last crisis that affected us this bad in the UK was World War II, and so if you stocked up like what they did in that time, so then people just were sort of stocked up on spam.
Well, no,
So
because there's
then people
actually.
just bought loads of spam, but then actually now no one wants that. So then you just would have had loads of spam.
There's been a couple of
There's loads
other.
of spam left in this shop section, isn't
There's been a
there?
couple of
Yeah, I
other
bet.
pandemics, though, that people ignore. There was one in like 69, apparently.
I'm not ignoring you.
I'm not saying you're ignoring it, but people don't. Yeah, this one's pretty
That
bad.
was the summer of free love.
Well,
The
69.
Nokia
Yes, it
pandemic.
was.
Oh, is that what the
Man on the
is that what
Moon.
the disease was? Love.
The disease of love, it got out there.
When do you think you'll be able
No,
to go on holiday
actually.
again?
Oh, God knows. Well, you're currently on
August.
holiday, so nice for
August.
you. What actually helped me feel better was reading about all the pandemics that have happened all through the ages of history.
Yeah.
And actually, it happens all the time, really, when you think about it,
It
and we just
does.
forget. We just forget and go back to normal.
I've been watching Judith Chalmers' videos on YouTube.
Who's that?
Wish you were here.
Is that what this is? Is that what this? Are you just like obsessed with holidays or something?
She took her husband Neil to St. Bart's. It was delightful. It's a French colony. Did you know
Recently.
that? They're all French. And there's a lot of high-end designer shops there. £1,500 a week in a villa, including flights. That was in
Fucking
the
hell.
mid-90s when it was filmed.
Expensive. Incredibly expensive.
250 quid a week to hire a Jeep. I think prices won't have changed much since then.
You think?
Yeah.
In 20 years, it's the 90s. You could buy a house for 20 grand for that. In the 90s.
I think prices will have stayed the same. Because, yeah, because there's
In St. Barts.
more people wanting to travel, so prices go down, I
Well,
guess.
it doesn't apply to us, really, does it? So.
But you should watch Wish You Were Here. It's really good.
Oh, we'd really like to watch that,
It is,
actually.
yeah. Elliot,
I
you
watch
as well,
it.
please.
Yeah.
Next
Okay.
episode, I want you to have watched a couple of series of Wish You Were Here by the time we record.
I'm a bit busy. I'm trying to fit it in.
What have you got to do, Elliot?
I bought a yoga mat.
Where from?
Nice.
Just Amazon.
How
It's
much was
technically a camping mat. £7. It's
that?
really dirty. It got here
Sleeping
really dirty.
pad.
I
That's
don't know how to
actually.
clean it.
I haven't got any space
Ew.
to do yoga.
Is it
Yeah.
secondhand?
No, I think it's just poor quality.
What's the use of a yoga? Why do you need a yoga mat instead of just using the floor? Is it just softer? Is that it?
Yeah, I'm doing Tom Daley's daily workout and he gets on the floor quite a lot.
Is that yoga?
That's the way
Or is
it's
it
like
like proper
copier.
workout?
Well, it's like a workout, but it's like stomping around and
Yeah,
leaning on
stomping
the
around,
floor and stuff, and
leaning
like,
on the floor and that.
you know.
Yeah, fair play.
But now I look like Tom Daley, so it works. It's fine.
I've got a kettlebell, 16 kg.
What, on the beach?
I got a load of tins, so.
A load of tins, have you?
I watched the first 5 episodes of Real Housewives again last night, so things are going well over here.
Sorry, you cut out. The Real Housewives of what?
Beverly Hills. Watch the first 5 episodes and then. You know who doesn't come across very well? Camille Grammer, ex-wife of Kelsey
I've
Grammer.
heard about her. I think
Oh,
you
she
told
gets
me
a
about
hard
her.
edit.
Have you
No, I told you about the one that throws her fake leg across the table when she gets across.
have you subscribed to Hey You?
Oh, yeah. I've been
Oh,
subscribed for ages. I told you
have
about
you?
it.
Oh.
Yeah, obviously.
All right. Sorry.
Have you
So
been
is that what
watching anything?
you're I don't think we is that what you're doing with your days now? So it's
Yeah.
Spanish and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Learning Spanish, learning primary education and watching Housewives of Beverly Hills. I've been shouted out on Zoom fitness classes.
Real mishmash of stuff going on there, but not really any drastic change to your normal life.
No, I will come out of it a worse human, I think, possibly. If that's possible.
Imagine coming out of this a worse person.
Yeah. I was thinking that. Who would come out of this now and be like, not just changed and...
Yeah, just be like, I think, I thought if it lasted like a month, then very little would change after it, like later down the line. But the longer it goes on for, I think the more.
I think you're absolutely overestimating humans. I think it just becomes normal after a while and you just get a bit sleepy.
I think we're all going to go weird. And then as soon as it finishes, we'll all just go absolutely mental in pubs and go home for ages. Like, we'll all just stay out for a week. Yeah. And then we'll just go completely back to normal again.
Yeah, it feels like
that's
it.
That's what I learned from history when I read about history.
But there's, like, big changes. Like, more and more people apparently are looking into moving out of cities and into the countryside or the suburbs. And because you can do, like, video conferencing like we are now, a lot of people see, oh, like, it actually works. You can do that.
Whereas you can literally be on a beach and just zoom in.
You can literally be on this beach doing a podcast like I am. And it's, you know, it's not ideal. It's not perfect, but it works. I've got a wire in my head.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, makes sense. Do you want to hear a sad story?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, go on.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Hang on, I put my phone on airplane mode like a professional.
Why'd you do that?
Because I'll probably get loads of calls. Loads of house party. Can we talk about house party? I can't handle it.
It's too chaotic, it's a nightmare.
Too stressful, people just jumping in, conversations, back off!
I'm so mad, just lock the room. I've done it once.
But it's so stressful because that happened and then somebody left and we had to open it for her with this tiny window.
You're allowed to leave.
I had to get back in before we could lock it again.
You don't have to unlock it to leave.
No, we wanted her to come back, but she'd gone and she'd logged off. And then we were in this state of tension of who was going to jump in.
Name names.
God.
Who jumped in?
Yeah, who didn't?
Nobody did.
Nobody did,
but I was worried.
I wouldn't dream of jumping in on a house party.
No. Yeah, well, if you can see there's a group there already, you shouldn't just go into it.
No, that's what people are doing. It's what comedians are doing. They're jumping in. Watch out, everybody. There's comedians jumping in house parties.
Why have you not noticed that I've moved location?
No, we noticed.
How long ago did you do that? I'm looking at my sad story.
While you were telling me about the house party.
Wow.
For the listeners on audio, I'm now at on a bridge.
Is that the Golden Gate Bridge,
the other side.
It looks like it's on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah, I'm just having a look at the view, the sun setting. It's nice.
Behind you, mate. It's over there.
When the epidemic
right in the
ends.
Eye. Epidemic. Haven't heard that word for a long time.
Oh, is that the wrong word? Pandemic.
I keep hearing pandemic. I don't know what the difference
is. It's pandemic. Epidemics across one country, right? And then pandemics like the world or a collection of countries.
What about multiple epidemics?
It's a pandemic, isn't it?
I think enough epidemics together makes a pandemic.
So have a sad story then.
A pandemic epidemic. Okay.
Okay, do it.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Yes, Harriet, waiting.
I'm trying to build up the tension. Okay.
Yeah. We haven't got long left on this Zoom record.
Okay, there's a town, imagine it. What?
Nothing, I muted the computer.
Town?
I'm ready.
Imagine a town.
Sorry?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. There's a town.
Are you imagining a town?
Yeah.
Okay. Nature does seem to be returning now that everyone in the UK has been told to stay at home. What?
I knew it would be this. As soon as I saw goats in Wales.
Is it the fucking goats or sheep in Wales?
Everyone
knows there is no minute of the day when nobody...
Goats have been defying the lockdown in a North Wales town by taking advantage of the quiet streets to mount a takeover.
Why is that
They've
sad?
They've fucking taken over. There's a picture of a goat using a hedge as a chaise lounge. There's goats doing gymnastics on a garden wall. They're storming down the streets like a fucking, like, I don't know, like the Backstreet Boys or something.
Like the Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys.
Anyway, now there's an update. You might have known about that, but it's sad because there's an update.
Yeah.
You might have seen the story, which you did apparently, which I was going to fill you in
which
on.
Everyone has
if,
seen,
if everyone
yes.
doesn't know, there's goats. They're a town. They've just gone. They've had to stay inside because of the coronavirus. While they're inside, goats are fucking. Hello?
Oh, well, zoom in.
Goats are fucking.
Goats are fucking. No, it's all right.
No, it doesn't matter.
This is to your stupid goat story that everyone already knows.
Taken over. Loads of people loved the goats.
Do they
just wanted to expand their territory by claiming La Llandudy as their own. But so many people wanted to pay
claiming
their respects.
What? Sorry, say that again. Claiming, what are they claiming?
Llandudy, a Welsh, small Welsh town. But so many, actually it's quite big maybe, a town. But so many people want to pay their respects to their new goat overlords. Overlords.
Yes.
Also,
yeah.
I don't know if you know this, the foxes are getting really confident. So soon the foxes are going to take over. So if you think this is just related to Wales, you've got another thing coming.
Ooh.
The police have had to issue a warning telling them, okay, all of us, to stay away. A cautionary appeal from the police. It's great everyone loves the goats, but please do not travel to see them because that would be unnecessary.
Yeah.
It's... People can't leave their house to go and look at goats.
I just don't see
why...
They
must stop doing it.
I don't understand why you have to continue reading this story out.
Because this is an update. Can everyone stop going to look at the goats?
We've all read it, you idiot.
You've got to stop.
We've all read...
No, this is an update. This is a new thing.
But we've all read it today. It's been in the news today.
No, it was in the news yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's
an
old update then, isn't it? Because I've already read what happened.
This was 2 hours ago. Everybody's going to see the goats and they've got to stop. The goats own the town now. It's dangerous. You've got to leave.
That's really sad, actually. And I
they
think
are
I'm...
not subject to the lockdown, it says.
That's really good. I think I'm crying, so that's good.
Did you hear about the monkeys?
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
The monkeys in Thailand.
What have they done?
They've taken over.
There's like a city in Thailand and there's like two factions of monkeys that have been separated by the city. And now, because everyone's indoors, the monkey... tribes have like come together and they're at war and they're like fighting in the middle of the city.
Planet of the Apes. Fuck
it's like it. Planet of the Apes, and it's only happened because all the people have gone and now these two tribes of monkeys that haven't been around each
by
other
by the
for
time
ages,
we get out of here we're then like gonna fighting. Have to have a war with the animals over supremacy.
Well, we'll win that easily.
Humans
we've been winning
animals.
For a long time.
Well, we no, don't know we don't know what they're doing now we're indoors
inside.
Yeah,
there are still people out there.
We'll be weak and lacking vitamin D.
No, I'm taking a vitamin D spray every day.
So you're going to go and punch a goat? Is
I'm,
that
taking,
what
I'm taking 1,000% of my daily allowance every day.
1,000%?
Do you think you're stronger than 100 mountain goats?
No.
Well, there we go. Case
well,
solved.
Well, hopefully there'll be a few other Case lads closed. Helping me out. It won't just be me against 100 mountain goats.
Yeah, what if you go out there for a nice walk, 20 foxes, 2 warring monkey tribes, and a town of goats?
What,
what
do you mean?
Are you going
to
do?
I'll just go home. I'll let someone else deal with it.
No, they're chasing you.
Well, I don't, no, they're not. You've got
a varicose vein. They're chasing you. Imagine it. What do
I
you
won't,
do?
To be honest, I won't be able to outrun that kind of pack.
You'll just give up. You'll lie down. They'll eat you.
I'll fight them to the death.
Your death?
I'll go down punching, that's for sure.
Well, this is start well,
there we
ending.
Go. Yeah.
Anyone got any gigs they want to...
Yeah, I've got. I'll be on BBC Asian. I'll be on the BBC Asian network.
Key worker.
Every other Saturday.
Every other Saturday. Why not every Saturday?
I've got a longer show every other Saturday because they've streamlined the schedules because they need to stop people coming into the studios.
Why is that?
On radio.
Huh?
Also got a short film out called Trevor, which is written by.
See it. It looks very good.
Luke
it's
McCoy.
Brilliant.
It's fantastic.
It's really good. Yeah.
John Drever, Rachel Stubbings. Have a watch. Its link is on my Instagram. Just real busy, actually. Just really busy currently. How about you guys?
Once a week you're doing a
Hello?
Radio record. Once a week you're doing a radio record.
Every other week, actually. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So just wondering why you all went quiet.
We're just processing.
Yeah.
Anything you guys need to plug, or...?
No. Nothing's happening.
Well, no, I'm doing stuff.
I need a new yoga mat, so if anyone has a yoga mat and they want to donate that to me...
You
I'll
just
have that,
got
thanks.
One.
No, I
it's
want a
dirty.
Different one.
That
I want a
dirty.
Clean one.
What? Was it not wrapped? Was it? Did it not come in packaging?
It was wrapped, it's just still dirty.
Dirty with
it's
what?
Got,
clean it, maybe.
It's got foot marks on it.
fuck marks.
Yeah, what? It's got fuck marks all over it. Oh. What's it called? What's a fuck mark?
Oh,
footprint.
No.
Footprints.
Yeah.
Footprint. Yeah.
Did you say
dreadful.
A footprint or a fuckprint?
He said fuck.
Yeah,
mark.
Both.
He said it's got a fuck mark on it.
It's got a fuck mark on it.
Jesus Christ.
A dreadful business that, Elliot.
Yeah. But yeah, if anyone has any knows, that's the thing I want from you this week. Thanks.
Okay.
I think this went well.
This one went all right. I think
it's an experiment.
Yeah, we're sorry for... I don't know what we're sorry for. We're all doing our best, aren't we? Don't apologise.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to make the video go the whole time next time.
Look after yourselves.
Yeah, it ended a bit early.
Should we
stay in?
Should we say goodbye?
Enjoy San Fran, Sunil.
So, what should we do? Shall I? I'll stop recording, but I can stop recording, but we can still chat through this.
Wait, should we say goodbye?
Yeah.
Forever.
Well, I mean, when I say goodbye, we're all in different rooms. I don't know what's happening.
I'll stop the recording.
Okay. You should say a professional goodbye to everybody.
Whose phone is that? Whose phone is that?
It's not mine.
Elliot's. No, Elliot, it was yours. Yeah. That means it was yours, Sunil's. Oh, okay.
What?
Nothing. I thought it was you that you were bluffing.
No, it wasn't.
You said, whose phone is that? And then it was yours.
Was it yours, though?
No.
Okay. Thanks for listening. We'll see you. Hopefully we'll do one next week.
We can do these more often.
And hopefully
maybe get Bobby on. He can talk about how lovely it is being stuck with his wife.
Maybe these guys will have something to plug next week. All the best. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves.
Bye. Take care. Stay safe. Stay in touch.
Okay.
Go outside.
I've got to stop
recording.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Hello?